Let us turn to the Word of God, please, to Luke, the Gospel according to Luke chapter 5. And as you have the Word of God before you, let us seek the Lord's blessing upon it. O Lord our God, we thank Thee that Thy Word is alive. We thank Thee that it causes life to us. It speaks to us. It awakens us. It stirs us up. It goes deep within. When no one else knows what goes on in our hearts, Thy Word penetrates, and Thou knowest us. Bless Thy Word then to each one, especially the unconverted. We pray that Thy Word would be as water, refreshing their souls. May Thy Word come as the sunshine, shining upon a dark soul, and bring life and joy and peace and salvation. Bless them. For Christ's sake we ask. Amen. Well, friends, this morning I want to bring to you those words of the Savior in verses 31 and 32 of Luke chapter 5. And the Lord Jesus answering said unto them, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." It's a very well-known word from the Savior. It's often preached from, but it must be taken into our hearts. We must understand what the Lord is saying, but not only understand, but to humbly bow before the Lord and say, "Lord, apply the medicine for my soul." The Lord Jesus Christ says these words that I want us to listen to this morning in the context of the calling of Levi. Levi is Matthew. And the Lord Jesus Christ called him. You find that in verse 27. It says, "And after these things he went forth and saw a publican," that's a tax collector, "named Levi, sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, Follow me." And by that power, Matthew or Levi left everything behind. He rose up and he followed the Lord Jesus Christ as a close disciple. He didn't leave the Lord Jesus Christ. Then in verse 29, we read that Levi made him a great feast in his own house. Do you see the response? He does something. There's something, some fruit that is seen in his life. Not just following, not just mere words that I will do such and such a thing, but actually we see action, we see life. He didn't used to have the Lord Jesus Christ in his house. He may not have had a feast to invite people in, but now there is something different. Now everything is the Lord's. Not just his feet, but his home. He couldn't invite a better guest. Could you have a better guest than the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory? And then when he has invited the Savior into his home, and he has had a feast in his home, he does the next best thing, to invite other guests. He invites others who are in need of the Savior. He doesn't just want the Lord Jesus Christ to be for him. He wants others to be close to him. He wants others to hear his words. And what words they heard that day. And the words that they heard are amazing words. "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Have that. Write it down for yourself through the week. Think about it. Meditate on it. What the Lord is saying. And apply it to your own self. And say, "Lord, is this for me? Am I found in this text?" Well, I hope we are. I hope you see yourself here. I certainly find myself in this text. The Lord Jesus Christ says these words as a response to the murmurings of the scribes and the Pharisees. And it is amazing. I have never seen this before, but it says in verse 30, but their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples. It says their scribes and Pharisees. It's interesting, isn't it? Their scribes. It doesn't just say the scribes and Pharisees. These are the scribes and Pharisees who have influence upon people. Their teaching and their example has influenced people. And what they did is putting a covering of self-righteousness over people's hearts and minds, that through their teaching, people didn't really feel concerned about their own soul. And they are now murmuring. They're concerned that because the Lord Jesus Christ is uncovering people, removing the covering that has been put over people. The Pharisees and Sadducees were like painters who would paint over all kinds of horrible things, but they wouldn't remove anything. They just would wash the outside of the dish and the cup, but they thought, well, we can't reach the heart. And we don't need to change the person from inside. As long as outwardly they are all right. And my friends, be careful of that. Be careful of just trusting in your outward appearance. What you say, how you look, and even the things that you do. Don't trust in those things. We must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the great physician. And these Pharisees, they were complaining about these bad characters who were sitting around the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't like those people. They didn't like these sinners. They didn't like these publicans. They said, why is the Lord Jesus Christ sitting with these people? Why do you and your disciples are eating with these sinners and these deceitful tax men? And it's a wonderful thing that the Lord Jesus Christ uses the murmurings of men to publish one of the most wonderful and most hopeful words of the Scriptures. They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Here, the Lord Jesus Christ describing the soul's sickness and its cure. And this morning, we want to think about the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, the cure for soul disease. And there are just two things I want you to notice from this text. First of all, the dying patients. And secondly, the life-giving physician that we find here. So look at this. It speaks to us of the dying patients. Through the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, we see that there are some people who are dying, who are sick. And he says this, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. He says there are some people who are sick. The Lord is saying that those who are sick, those who are dying, those who are ill, they are the ones who need a physician. They need a doctor. It's very simple. And it's the most obvious thing that we see every day, that sick and dying patients, they go to the doctor. They should go to the doctor. They go to the hospital to be cured. Some of us have been there in the past couple of weeks. And the Lord Jesus Christ is saying there are people in this world who are sick, but this sickness is not merely physical sickness. It's a spiritual sickness. What is the Lord teaching these self-righteous scribes and self-righteous Pharisees who were the spiritual leaders and the teachers in Israel? The Lord is teaching a very basic but vital lesson that only the Lord Jesus Christ and the Bible takes seriously. And that is that sin is a soul disease. And those who have caught it, they're dying. They're in process of dying. And he says that they that are sick, there are some people who are sick. The famous prophecy of Isaiah in Isaiah 53, chapter 53, about the coming Messiah, says something relevant to what we are thinking about. He says, surely the Messiah, he hath borne our griefs. He says, he's borne our griefs. And that word griefs it is the word that means sicknesses, illnesses, that has been translated as griefs. And he says, there is this Messiah who comes and he takes our sicknesses upon himself. He takes the sickness that causes grief to the soul upon himself. He has borne our griefs. It says that we, every one of us here, and every single person, they're like carrying bacteria. Oh, so many of us have been carrying bacteria and viruses through the past few weeks and passing it on to each other. There's a lesson to be learned there. We are carrying within us sickness of sin. There are sick patients about, the Lord is saying. But you see, mankind at creation was healthy. We were not always sick. Spiritually, mankind at the beginning did not have an illness. It did not oppose God. It did not go against God. Our soul was created healthy. The Lord looked upon us and said that we were very good indeed. But then there was that rebellion that came. Then there was that fall that came. There was the entrance of sin. And this rebellion against God, this hatred of God entered into our hearts. And so the Lord is saying, I must come because these people are sick. They that are sick, they are the ones who need a physician. Not those who are whole, those who are healthy. That's what it means. In how many ways could you view sin? We could compare, as the Lord is saying, sin to sickness. It's more than that. Some people just refer to sin as sickness only. It's more than that. But it is described in this way, in this passage, in this context. In the way that we can catch diseases, we could view sickness. We catch it through not being careful. You catch cold because we have low immune system. We have weaknesses. We are at different stages of life, maybe, and we catch these things. Or we become ill through overindulgence, excesses, all kinds of excesses. In the lifestyles that people live, the NHS is overburdened because of the excesses of people's lives. It's not that they've caught a disease, but the things they do to themselves. And so it causes sickness. And so the sin is here compared to sickness. But in how many ways could we think about that it's likened to sickness? Disease and sickness, when we become ill, it affects us mostly all over. Your head starts pounding with ache. Your stomach, your emotion is affected. Your sleep is affected. Your eating is affected. Your appetite is affected when you're sick. And it's the same with sin. When sin is caught, it doesn't affect only one part of our soul. And this is the danger, my friends. You try to deal with just one issue. It's not just one issue. So many issues. You have to deal with the root of the matter. That's the thing. You don't want to just take a spiritual paracetamol just to cover it so that you're not aching and you're not in pain and you're just getting on with life. My friends, this is the thing. So much is said in terms of psychology and so much is said in terms of trying to motivate people into living the life. But my friend, the root of the matter is at stake that you must think about. And that's what God is after. And so the Lord says, I am a physician, I'm a doctor that I've come to make people healthy. Not just make people feel better, but make them feel healthy, be healthy. And so sin affects every part of our soul, not just one part. When you're trying to get out of certain habits, and even as Christians, if you're struggling with some issue, remember it's all kinds of issues, not just one thing. In Isaiah, we read in Isaiah 1 and verse 5, the whole head is sick, the whole heart faint. You think about it, your memories are affected because of sin. Before man entered into the sinful state of life, we had perfect memories. Imagine that. Imagine if you had perfect memories. You remembered everything perfectly. You understood things perfectly in the right order. You didn't misunderstand things. And you think about it, to have a right mind, right understanding of God, to know Him, to love Him, to know His thoughts towards us, to know His law. But now, every one of us could say, oh, my memory is like a sieve. It's always leaking. Some of you say oftentimes you have senior moments. I don't know what that is, but some people say that. And at the same time, your memory remembers things that it ought not to remember. You easily remember people's faults. That doesn't go out of your mind. Years can go by, and people bring the same things back up, and you forgot all about your sin, but they brought it up again. And you remember other people's bad behaviors and the things that you see in others. But your memory is bad regarding yourself. Our Lord Jesus Christ spoke about the beam that is in our own eye. We don't see that. So that's our memory is affected by this sickness of sin. And our thoughts about God, we forget Him. The scripture says that God is not all in our thoughts. And our will is sick. The scripture says, human will. Your will is like a captain on the ship. Your will is like the headmaster in the school. Your will is like a boss in a company. And that is sick. He is sick. And because our will is sick, it doesn't ask for what is good for it, but what is bad for it. It is so drunk with sickness that asks for more drink, more things that has caused the sickness. It's also prejudiced. Your will is prejudiced, the scripture says. We are tilted towards things that are wrong, not things that are good. So that is why people don't want this message of salvation. Naturally, we don't want it. We reject that. We may ask for poison every day of our lives. Is this talking about you? Is this you in any way? Can you see yourself in this when the Lord Jesus Christ speaks about those who are sick? But praise God, He says, I've come. Praise God that He says that you don't have to be always sick like this. Your mind, your memories, your thoughts, your will, your heart, your head. It doesn't have to always remain sick. He's come to bring healing, He says. How does He heal? We'll look into that later on. But sickness as well makes people weak in the body. When you're unwell, when you're sick, you can't walk properly. You're dizzy. You want to stay in bed, don't you? You feel sleepy. You feel you can't do much. And that's what happens with our soul. Our soul is weak. We have no power in our soul. The Bible speaks about, the Apostle Paul says, when we were without strength. We were without strength. Yet it says Christ died. Praise God for that. We were without strength. Then the Lord Jesus Christ died for us. No strength spiritually. Are you spiritually alive? Do you feel yourself, I'm strong, spiritually strong? Any spiritual service that we want to bring to God with a sin-sick soul, we can't do it. Because we have no strength, naturally speaking. So we need the Lord Jesus Christ. So much could be said about these things. We could think about comparing sin with physical sickness. That we could lose appetite for food. We don't want food. And that's a sign that someone's not well because they're not eating. And we experience that regularly in life. We see it in other people. And it's same for all sinners. It's same for all of us if we are not Christians. Naturally, because of our soul sickness, we've lost our taste and appetite for spiritual things. And so we say, well, just take the bare minimum. We just have one toast with butter. That's all we can handle. We can't have any more. We can't have a big feast for our own soul. No, as long as I have just a little bit, that's enough for me. And so people lose their appetite for the Word of God. And you see that in people. You see that in the way they react and their attendance and to hear the Word of God. And that shows that there is something spiritually wrong there. There is some cause of concern there, that when there is no appetite for the things of God. Or they might go to places where they are not being fed by the Word of God. It's just a social gathering. So that's another thing that you could think about. The hungering after the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you hungry after the Savior? Are you feasting upon the truths of the gospel that Jesus Christ died for our souls? That He has cancelled all of my debt. How amazing that is. To have your debts cancelled. That you have all the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a hope the Lord Jesus Christ gives us. He is Himself our hope. But the hope of glory. The hope of heaven. The blessings that shall follow. The promises of the gospel to us. The peace that the Lord Jesus Christ gives. These are the things that we have is so positive. So good. So wonderful. But are we hungering for the Lord Jesus? Do we have appetite for His Word? Another thing we could say is that sick people are not happy people. They're not comfortable. A sin sick person has not much joy about him. He's full of complaints. When you are ill, don't you? When men have a cold, it is as if they are dying. I'm talking about myself. And everything is wrong. And we are complaining and sighing. And that is the same way when the soul is sick. We find ourselves, there is not much joy in the heart. Everything is hard work. Everything is a burden for a sin-sick soul. Aren't these facts true? Can you not put yourself in this? I can see myself in that. How I used to be. What I was like. How easily I would get offended when people said to me these words. And yet, praise God, the Lord brings a person to a place of hungering after Him. It's the Word of God that causes a person who was sleepy to come alive and to be awakened. A person who is a dying patient has received the cure for the soul. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying. I came not to call the righteous, but this is the ones I've come for. I've come for sinners. But sinners to repentance. That's what I've come for. Can you put yourself in that? Can you say, I can see myself here. The Lord Jesus Christ came for me. He has come for me. He's speaking to me. This is me here. Think about this, the sickness. Think about the various illnesses that we might have spiritually. You might think about your pride. You might think about your desires, the lusts of the heart, the unbelief that there can be, the hypocrisy that there can be, the hardness and coldness and ungracious heart that you can have, the anger that you can feel, the covetousness, the greed, wanting other things, the spiritual laziness that you might feel. These are various forms of diseases, and they become very dangerous. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, but I am available. I am here as the physician of the soul. There is someone found who can bring healing. That's what the Lord says. And He's available to anybody. He's a physician that will receive any applicant. You know, around you, if you try to go into a new area and you apply for the local GP, you may not be accepted. It may be full. But the Lord Jesus Christ will not say it is full. The Lord Jesus Christ will not say, no, I don't receive any more applicants. The Lord Jesus will receive anyone who applies for his work on them. Is there a way to be healed? The Lord says, yes, there is. He says unto them, answering unto them, and maybe you have questions and concerns in your heart, and He answers your soul, and He says to you, they that are whole need not a physician. If you think yourself you are all right, that nothing is wrong with you, you don't really need anything. The Lord says, I have not come for those people, but those that are sick. I've come for them. So here is great hope, my friends. The whole mankind is totally sick. And the patients that there are, they are sick. They are dying eternally. Now let us look at the hopeful thing. The Lord Jesus Christ, the life-giving physician. That's the second thing for us to concentrate on just briefly. Physicians or healers or doctors, it is something that everyone wants to have near them. And these are, we could say, the titles of the Lord our God. Physician. The Lord says of Himself being the physician. He is the doctor. We have in the Scriptures that the Lord says to Moses, I am the Lord that healeth thee. He's the healer of our souls. And friends, Christ was sent by God the Father as the best of His physicians. The Lord could have sent an angel, a perfect angel, to come shining from heaven. But the Lord didn't do that. God sent His best, His only begotten Son, the only physician of our souls. Friends, you might be trying to get help from somebody. You may be trying to get help from individuals. But no one really can help you, ultimately speaking, for your soul. It's only the Lord who you need, the Lord Jesus Christ. And He knew and He knows the real and the danger that we are in. He knows the deadly sins that we are in. And so we need the best care. And He gives the best care, my friends. The Lord Jesus Christ is a well-qualified doctor. He knows our frame, the Scripture says. He knows you. He's made you. In His humanity, He feels us. He was from eternity with His Father. And so He's the most wise God, the Scripture says. His word is effectual. It affects the soul. It is of infinite power. When He speaks those wonderful words to Levi, follow Me. What made Levi to get up and follow? It was because that word came with power to his heart. And you can pray, Lord, speak to me with power. That's why there are times that you read the Bible and you read it again. The same words, they come to you with great power because the Lord is speaking to you. You've heard similar messages before preached to you, and yet you hear one sermon. But something simple that is said, and it comes with power to you. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ does. You see, that is why no other pseudo-physician like Buddha or Zoroaster or Muhammad or the Pope or Freud or Dawkins or many so-called doctors and physicians and psychologists of our day, they cannot provide this. They cannot give us life. They cannot give this kind of a cure for our souls. You and I have a soul disease and God has given us a physician. And He says He's available. He's free, freely available. You don't pay a price, you don't pay a penny. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. How can the Lord Jesus heal His patients? How can the Lord Jesus heal all those who apply to Him? Listen again. They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. The Lord Jesus Christ says to us, and He said to those people around Him, that He has come to cure and to heal these sick people, these physicians. He's come to, as it were, extract the disease of sin, like the surgeon who extracts and removes and that disease or that diseased tissue. And the Lord Jesus Christ has four things in Himself that He applies to our sicknesses. The Lord Jesus, first of all, Christ's words are healing. From Him comes words of healing to our souls. No one else speaks like the Lord Jesus to the soul. No one else has comforting words and awakening words like the Lord Jesus Christ. None other words has transformed and changed souls like the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible. The Bible says He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. That's in Psalm 107, verse 20. And the Lord Jesus Christ comes and He says, "Come unto Me." He says, "I've come to call sinners to repentance." He says, "I've come to lay down My life for My sheep." He says of Himself being the good shepherd. He says He's the door. He says, "I'm the bread of life." He says that He's that water of life. He's that well for our souls to draw the water from. So His words come to you and it heals your soul. Keep reading the Scriptures. Keep applying it to your life. Keep hearing it preached to you. Keep meditating upon the words of God. And as you do, the Lord will speak to your heart. Then another thing is that Christ's wounds are healing. Not just His words are healing, but His wounds are healing. You remember the words and the accounts of the Gospels. Christ was beaten. Christ was tortured. They put Him on a Roman stake and died upon that cross. And not only that, His Father emptied His wrath and anger due to us on Him. He poured all of His wrath upon Him. We cannot fathom this. And yet the Scripture says this in simple language, yet deep meaning. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And yet, listen, in those words He says, "By His stripes we are healed." The Lord Jesus Christ has, as it were, made a medicine of His own body and blood, which He applies, and He cures the soul of His patients, all who apply to Him. The doctor, the physician, died to cure the patient. While he died, His patients are healed. That's what the Scripture shows us so clearly. But if the Lord Jesus Christ is the only physician for our minds and souls and life, then why is it that not everybody is healed? Why is it that not every soul is healed? Why is it that not everyone goes to heaven? It's because not everyone knows that they are sick. They don't see the sores, they don't see the ulcers of their soul. And some of the signs of your disease, young people, boys and girls, is when you become angry, when you get angry, when you're unhappy, when you have bad temper, when you're lazy, when you reject the things that you hear and you just let it pass by you and you don't think about it, you're not concerned about it. These things are signs that there's something wrong there. And so you might be seeking to achieve great things. And you should seek to study well, work hard, to have aims and hopes and desires. But my friend, you can have everything of this world and not have a heart after the Lord, not have a forgiven soul. So seek that first. Seek the kingdom of God first. People who don't see themselves as sick or think that they're right and good and righteous, they won't be healed unless the Lord brings them down, unless the Lord works in their hearts. People are not healed because they love their sickness as well. People love their sin. They love the way they are. They love their wickedness. They love to carry on lying and coveting or gossiping and the various pleasures. They love those things. People are like those who are hugging their diseases. And they're quite happy with their diseases. They're quite happy with that. And so they are not healed. They are not healed because they don't go to see the best and only doctor for their soul. They go to this and that. They go to after physicians that are not real physicians. They are pseudo-physicians. They are false teachers. And so what these people do, they just cover their wounds. They just put bandages of good works and bandages of a bit of religion and bandages of baptism and the Lord's Supper and
bandages of living for now, and bandages of family, and bandages of work, and bandages of looking after your husband, or looking after your wife, or looking after your children. These become the main thing for them. But they don't go to the hospital of Christ. They don't go to seek the Lord's healing. And so yet the Lord is available for us, my friends. Am I talking about anyone here? Any child here? Any adults here? Is your soul healed? Praise God if your soul is healed. Thank the Lord that the Lord Jesus Christ came. There is a physician found for the soul. That we are not talking hopeless words. We are not speaking like the world that says, well, you just try harder. You just try to live as best as you can. We are saying you can't live as best as you can until you are healed. So think about these things, my friends. Think about your soul this morning. Think about where you are going. If you were to be taken from this world even today, now it is the time to have your ulcers cured. Now is the time to have that cancer of the soul removed. Now is the time that if you're angry with God, and naturally we are at enmity against God, you can have those things removed and to be given a new heart. Is that what you have? A new heart. A new spirit I will give them, the scripture says. The Lord Jesus Christ would send His Spirit to you as you seek Him. And He sends to you ministers of the gospel. He sends you His word. He sends you His good news. He says, I am available. Apply to me today. Are you not tired of your sin? Are you not tired of being sick? It is not too late, friends. The best physician is near. And He's so skillful that He can deal and heal your soul. He healeth all thy diseases. He will heal your conscience. How much more shall the blood of Christ purge your conscience from dead works, the scripture says. And He is, as I said to you, He's a free physician. His remedy and salvation is free. And after He heals, what does He do? This physician stays with us. You always have Him. You have a physician at hand. You have His precious blood to cleanse you. You have His cross that you go to. And He continues to purge you and cleanse you and work in you until that day when He comes again. He is a living doctor who will never die. So believe Him. Ask for His salvation. Listen again to these words. They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Amen.